You're listening to Good Night and Good Luck, a special broadcast from CBS News Radio.
I'm CBS News Radio correspondent Steve Kathan. When the coronavirus pandemic spread, the entire world was impacted. At CBS News Radio, our New York City headquarters was locked down, but that didn't mean we'd stop broadcasting.
As you might know, CBS News had to completely relocate its broadcast operations from New York, including all of us here at CBS News Radio, after some workers tested positive at the broadcast center. Working on short notice, anchors, editors, and other staff jumped trains and cars to get here to D.C., where today's broadcasts have gone off with a few hitches, but hopefully unnoticed by you, our listeners. We want to thank everybody who's adapted on short notice to pull off a feat that we think Murrow might be proud of.
Like so many others, many of my CBS News Radio colleagues are working from home.
For the last week, I have been telecommuting. Now, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I kind of miss the MTA.
At least she gets to see her cat.
We assembled over a dozen home studios and broadcast about 2 years fully remote. Even today, more than a third of our broadcasts are done from home studios.
I'm Jim Shenevy in Putnam County, New York.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
I'm Steve Kathan in Northern New Jersey.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in upstate New York.
Veteran correspondent Steve Futterman has traveled the world for CBS News Radio. One of his last assignments for us took him to the Polish border with Ukraine, where he shared the harrowing stories of Ukrainian war refugees fleeing for safety.
Some have gone to extraordinary means to make it here to Poland.
50 kilometers.
Do you walk?
Yes, 50 kilometers.
This 19-year-old was lucky. His friend was not.
My friend was alone, and he's dead now.
The Israeli-based humanitarian group Rescuers Without Borders has sent people here to the border town of Medyka. We saw one refugee being treated.
He walked during 6 days. Now he's in very bad condition.
The injuries doctors are seeing show the determination and desperation of the refugees.
Open, broken legs.
Broken legs, and they're still walking.
They are still walking at the camp.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Medyka, Poland.
For the latest on that Moscow situation, here's the story from Moscow by CBS News correspondent Marvin Kalb.
The last official Murrow boy, Marvin Kalb, was hired by Murrow in 1957 to become the Moscow bureau chief.
Western diplomats believe that the Khrushchev proposal today of withdrawing offensive weapons from...
I recently spoke with him about his life, Ed Murrow, and the legacy of CBS News Radio.
Marvin, what's your feeling about how things have changed, the progression from radio to television and now to the Internet?
It has changed and put us in an unsteady, but at the same time, promising territory. I cannot simply dismiss the new technology as something introducing us only to uncertainty, not only politically, but economically. There has to be, in the new technology, some kernel of excitement and creativity, and something at the end of the day that helps the American people understand what's going on in their country and in the world. However, while I do entertain that modest bit of optimism about the future, I must state my deepest concern about what has happened to American media, the kinds of stories that are run on major news broadcasts on occasion simply shock me because they are not serious. They're not an attempt to uncover something new. It's kind of scoops, but they're not really scoops. They're sort of something, if you waited an hour, you would have gotten anyway. My concern is that with the new technology, we have introduced uncertainty into our economics and into our politics. And I go back to the Murrow principle of linking solid, unencumbered journalism, virile journalism, unafraid journalism, with the maintenance of American democracy, one tied intimately to the other. And Murrow sort of very much put that in my mind, I think in the minds of most of the reporters who worked at CBS, and we did have a feeling we were doing something special.
Marvin, at this point, I guess it's important to sort of encapsulate how CBS Radio News should be remembered.
CBS Radio News, in my opinion, ought to be remembered as the institution born in the early days of what became the Depression in the United States, followed so quickly by World War II and then a series of wars. And for me, CBS Radio will always be remembered as not only my professional birthplace, that's unimportant. What is important is that it set the tone. It created an institution of serious journalism, which helped the American people understand where they were day after day in connection with themselves, their country, and the world. And it was done with class, and it was done with depth, and it was done with a sense of importance. The work was important. We were doing something for journalism, but more important, we were doing something for American democracy.
Wise words from Marvin Kalb. And so, as we say our final goodbye, it seemed fitting to share these thoughts from the first host of the CBS World News Roundup, Robert Trout. Here he is in 1964 reflecting on the shutdown of one of the original CBS broadcast facilities, Studio 9 on Madison Avenue.
Now that we have come to the end of our look backward, one point stands out. How much of the history of three decades went through this studio? How little of it we have been able to bring back in this space of time? So many broadcasts, so little time to remember them. Let us salute the words that, because time cannot be expanded, were not spoken again on this broadcast today. As the electric current dies and the microphones grow cold, as the lights are switched off,
as the lights are switched off and our microphones go cold for the last time for CBS on the radio, we leave you with the words of Edward R. Murrow.
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good luck is a production of CBS News Radio. Dustin Gervais is the executive producer. Jamie Benson is the creative producer. This program was presented by Cammy McCormick, Major Garrett, and Steve Kathan. Archives assistance was provided by Dave Plotkin, Wayne Cabot, and Craig Swagler. Special thanks to Gautier Giacomoni, Dwayne Tolleson, and Megan Marcus. Thank you for listening to this presentation of Good Night and Good Luck.